I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The Walt Disney Company says it's dismayed at a decision from one of its major shareholders, the influential California Public Employees Retirement System. It's called CalPERS. Says it's not going to vote to re-elect Michael Eisner as chairman and CEO of Disney. This announcement is another blow for the longtime head of the Disney empire. Disney's been fighting off a hostile buyout attempt by cable giant Comcast. Mr. Eisner's been battling former board members who've questioned his leadership. With us to talk about these developments is Bob Moon from the Marketplace Bureau in New York. Bob, welcome to Day to Day. And how much of a setback is this for Michael Eisner, and why should he care what CalPERS does?
Well, Alex, the reaction that you mentioned from a company spokesman is one indication. It's not often any company finds itself expressing its dismay over opposition to its leaders. CalPERS is the largest pension fund in the country, so it packs a lot of clout. It owns 9.9 million Disney shares. Now, that's less than a 1% stake in the company, and CalPERS ranks 29th among Disney shareholders. But we spoke to Morningstar analyst Patrick Dorsey, and he points out the significance of this goes beyond CalPERS.
Really, the damage done by the CalPERS opposition is more in the line of sort of moral suasion than actual economic interest. A large portfolio management shop might own 200 or 300 companies, so they actually don't follow the proxy battles that closely themselves. They rely on people like CalPERS to kind of follow their lead.
And this isn't the only influential group weighing in on this. An advisory group called Institutional Shareholder Services is recommending a no vote, and its clients hold about 35% of Disney shares. Add the CalPERS shares to that, and a substantial no-confidence vote would be hard for Disney's board to ignore.
What reasons does CalPERS give for withholding the vote from Mr. Eisner?
Well, it says it's lost complete confidence in Mr. Eisner's strategic vision and leadership in creating shareholder value. Perhaps more importantly, the stock has had a minus 5.29% annualized return over the past 5 years, and that, of course, is what shareholders are most interested in.
So what are they going to do? What's Disney going to do?
Well, Disney's annual meeting is next Wednesday in Philadelphia. There's no one else on the ballot but Eisner. He's been there 20 years. His contract isn't up for another 3 years. But some analysts have said a 20% no vote against Eisner could be enough to push the board to act. Eisner has been trying to counter the dissidents with his own campaign. He argues company finances are doing better. Disney's stock price was up 60% in the last year. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at Caribbean gunboat diplomacy, the economic history of Haiti.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and it's produced by Minnesota Public Radio.